Yo, maniacs! Hulk Hogan here, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. So what you gonna do?
It's essential.
It is essential. Especially,
how is wrestling essential?
There's some kind of kickback. There's like Vince McMahon's wife made a political contribution to the state or the government or to the Republican Party.
Don't make stuff up because
that's what they said today.
So you don't think Dana's made some kind of donation to?
I don't know if it's just a kind of ironic. There's some kind of tie-in. There's some kind of connection.
And that's Santos.
Santos?
Isn't that the governor's name?
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with Donald.
Well, that's their boy. They're boys. I don't know.
All right. So I've asked you to do homework. So I know you never do it.
I never do homework. All right. Didn't do homework in school. I'm going to do it now.
Because this is your job that you don't get paid for. Maybe you'd get paid more if you did your job
better. That's true. I could.
All right. So if, you know, you see all these things on the Book of Face about, you know, if you're quarantined, who would you be on the island with? Who would you not be on the island with? And they did an MMA one, which was kind of cool.
I saw that. You'd live in which house? Who was in it?
I went to, I think, C.
Okay.
B was the Diaz brothers, and I don't remember the third person.
Okay.
And the third one was Holloway. I don't remember. and Quentin.
Oh, Quentin Jackson.
I think Quentin, no matter who his other two people would be, I think I would go with Quentin.
Really?
I've spent a little time with him.
Okay.
He's a lot of fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, It was cool.
You know, the Diaz brothers would be a blast.
It would be. No, it would be. I said it was close. I think I might have gone the other house if it was one Diaz brother. You okay. Want like right. Three different, you know.
So if you were quarantined with three people in a house, who would be your three roommates of all time?
Of all time? Are we just talking sports? Are we talking MMA?
Go MMA. Go MMA.
Just three. MMA? God, I want to make a comment, but I can't.
Why?
No, I can't.
Don't be afraid.
I can't.
We're all going to die anyway.
That's true. I'd let you flip the coin because just like with the Nick and Nate, I wouldn't want Eve Edwards and Dean Thomas.
Okay.
Because they're the same person.
They're not the same person. But
well, they really are.
They look alike.
And they act alike.
They do act alike.
They're like Patty Duke. They walk alike. They talk alike. Sometimes they even whatever alike. They're crazy pair. So I don't know if I would want both of them.
Okay.
Because again, you're having the same. I would want to have guys, if you're going to be quarantined, I don't want Mr. Polite. I don't want GSP.
Yeah, that'd be boring.
It would be boring. His fights were boring. You know his conversations are going to be boring.
Yeah, he can't understand him. He's talking in French. That'd be terrible. He's working on his footwork drills in the room by himself. Yeah.
I mean,
you know, you should have Anthony Smith, because recently he had a home intruder and
he didn't kill him.
He got physical.
But that's why
John Jones criticized him. He's like, oh, well, an intruder wouldn't leave my house on his feet. You know, so
now, see, I wouldn't go John Jones. I wouldn't go Anthony Smith. You know, John Jones is the GOAT in the octagon, but I don't know if I'd want to spend 24/7.
Right. Personality wise.
Yeah, I want to have a really good time, but I don't want it to be outrageous.
So no Mike Perry then. Because you know Mike Perry would be a blast to be quarantined with.
Well, no, I might want Mike Perry because he has a Jupiter bike.
True. You can borrow the bike.
So the two of, you know, we could do like a Jupiter bike jousting.
We could get Uncle Creepy to bring the mushrooms and we could have a good old time in some quarantine house.
You like how I haven't answered though, just so you know.
Yeah, no, you're stalling.
I am.
I know.
Who is your thing?
I mean, it depends. If I'm going to
Now it depends. Well, now there's rules.
Well, if I'm quarantined to like save my life, then I'll go conservative. You know.
But no, if I'm quarantined to save my life, I'm going to go the three most bizarre.
If I just want to be balls out having a good time, just, you know, crazy, I'm going to go Mike Perry. Mike Perry. Oh, yeah, I go with Mike Perry. Gotta go Cerrone, because, you know, drinking and just not care. And I'll go with McGregor. Oh, McGregor have a good time.
I wouldn't want McGregor.
Really?
Yeah, I wouldn't. Because he'd show up late. You know, we'd be quarantined and we'd be waiting for him to lock the door.
They let the quarantine go and he shows up.
Exactly. Exactly.
He's like, what'd I miss?
Now, see, I was going to ask if you were going to be quarantined on the island, three people, and this would be a little more difficult for me, but three people that I've never met. Okay. You know, like you can't have Terry on your island. You know, I can't have Randy.
Okay.
You know, so you're rolling the dice because more times than not.
Because the people are not what you think they are.
Exactly.
As far as celebrity goes.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, I met one guy at a Dodger game. We were there with Brad. And I don't want to say I expected him to be an ass.
Right.
But I expected him to be an ass.
Right.
And Don Johnson was a cool dude.
You met Don Johnson?
You know, and I wasn't expecting what? That. So you kind of get, wait a second, that's not what I was expecting.
Right.
You know, and then I've met people that I expected to be super cool.
And they are good.
And if they were sitting in the booth between you and me 6 feet away, he would be too close.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're rolling the dice on an island that you don't know. You don't know what to expect.
It's true.
So give me your three.
Three that I've never met?
Yeah, three that you've never met.
Man.
See, one of my first three, and I've met quite a bit few musicians, but the first one that came to mind is Jimmy Buffett.
Okay.
You know, I mean, yeah. Obviously great music. Obviously he's
party lifestyle.
A party lifestyle. He right. doesn't wear shoes.
Okay.
You know, so everything will fit out well.
Right? Have you never met him in your life?
I've never met him. No. I've seen him, but I've never met him. I've never even had the opportunity to, hey, nice to meet you kind of thing. I've never met Jimmy Buffett.
I'd probably throw Bon Jovi in there just because, you know, every
day. He does seem like a cool dude.
Well, every day is a Friday for Bon Jovi, you know, so.
I don't know what that means.
He's a rock star. He lives a little bit. Like a Monday is a Friday for Bon Jovi. It's like always party time.
Because he's a rock star. So
he's a rock star.
Well, that would be any rock star.
Well, you see
then.
That they're doing Jersey for Jersey. So all the people from Jersey are getting together to do benefit concerts for the people going through coronavirus.
Well, a lot of that is going on, and I wanted to bring it up. It's called the All-In Challenge.
Okay.
Have you heard about that?
Tom Brady is doing this.
Well, a lot of people are, and I went to and I looked at it. Tom Brady has stepped up, and he's doing it. I went to see what the minimum bid is, and okay. I'm going to let you try to take a guess at it. But it's you come to a game.
Right.
Now, it says you and some friends, so I don't know if that means you fly to Tampa or he pays to fly you to Tampa.
Okay.
We'd have to look at the details. You're going to get a jersey. Now, and this is what I've kind of told people, and this isn't being disrespectful.
Right.
He'll probably wear more than one jersey that day.
Right, sure.
You know, Cal Ripken wore, from what I understand, 9 on the day that he broke the record.
One for each inning.
Every inning, and then the fifth inning, when it became official, I think he wore 2. And then the ninth, he wore 2 as well. So really, he wore more than 9.
So he could have like 11 game-worn jerseys right. for raffle or auction.
For auctions, for his own personal. Museum. He sent one to Cooperstown, whatever. Right. So it's the jersey. And I do like Tom Brady as a professional. It includes his Under Armour cleats. Right. I like how he dropped in the Under Armour portion.
Sure.
You go to the game, you go out to dinner or a workout.
Okay.
I'm sure if you go to dinner, Giselle will go with you. So what do you think the minimum bid is?
$25,000.
$50,000.
Wow.
Now, I don't know who Meek Mills is.
Oh, Meek Mills, the rapper. He's okay. a rapper.
No idea who he is. His minimum bid, $200,000.
For him to do it?
No, for his deal.
Oh, so you can hang out with Meek Mill for
and,
a day.
And, right, and do okay. whatever. So there was a bunch of them up there. There was a couple for, you know, minimum bids, $2,500.
So we should do one. We should be like a day with Knockout Radio.
I think they'd pay more if it was a day with Knockout Radio without you.
No, I got to be there.
Well, yeah, to feed them.
Yeah, I'll take the photo, show that they were there.
Maybe we'll do that.
We could do it.
We could raise $20 or $30.
Our bus pass, like, you know, we'll pay for you to accommodate yourself from downtown Tampa.
You see running back in Charlotte?
No.
Carolina Panther, $16 million a year.
Is that what you just signed for?
Yeah, just signed for it.
Wow. $16 million a year. What would you do with $16 million?
Get a new co-host.
You couldn't afford a new co-host with $16 million.
I would do whatever.
I'm priceless, baby. You gotta get a bigger contract than that.
And I don't know if I want to get controversial.
No, you do. You always do.
I don't.
You love controversy. You built your whole career around it.
I really haven't.
The first part of our show every week is you complaining about.
Well, that's not controversy.
Policies and policies that exist already.
Yeah, but that's not controversy. Yeah. That's just things that tick me off.
All right, let's get controversial. Let's do it.
All right. Give me your take on Kyle Larson.
Who?
Kyle Larson.
Who's Kyle Larson?
The former NASCAR driver.
Oh, he dropped the N-word.
Dropped the N-bomb.
But why? Why does it matter? Why can't we get to a place where nobody, like, look, there's a ton of people that I hate that are all color. I don't care. what color you are. I don't care what you look like. I don't care what you drive. They're douchebags of every race and every creed on this planet. So who cares? It's in every song. It's in every social setting. It's in every restaurant. Everybody drops that word.
Now, what some people will say, and, you know, I'm feuding with some people online, Ron Frazier, who's been involved with MMA. Oh, yeah. And do you follow him on Facebook?
I follow you through
him. You follow him? Yeah. You know, and I made some comments, you know, about it. And my problem is nobody should use it, period. But on the same line, and, you know, I've had it out with Chidi and some other people, you know, that have given me a hard time on things that I believe. You know, there's a word that's similar to call Jews.
Right.
And I remember my dad almost beat me up because when somebody called me in high school, I laughed at him and walked away because I could care less. I could care less.
Sure.
I don't. And I vividly, and I put this in the post. So I'm playing basketball down the street at Fossil Park with a very good friend of mine. And this is kind of why maybe I think the way I do. Somebody called James the word.
Right.
And James kind of laughed at him. He goes, first of all, you don't know me.
Right.
So why would you call me that? And B, I don't know you. I don't care what you call me.
Right.
And we went back to playing basketball.
You play basketball?
I did.
You know, from Indiana. Like, I was born with a jump shot.
I played in the U.S. Navy.
Oh.
I was on the Navy team.
Look, because in Indiana, you know what they do? The baby's born. Bobby Knight comes out, slaps the baby, starts crying.
Throws a chair.
They hand you a basketball, and that's it. You start your life, and then you're like, you're dribbling by age two.
I would say that I can't believe you can shoot a basketball.
Oh, I got a wicked crossover. Like, I'm a three guard, play big.
I don't believe it. I don't believe you can play real hoop, but I've seen you play an arcade hoop.
Pop a shot, that's nothing.
That was shocking.
But you should see
broke the record that day.
Like, here's the thing. No blood, no foul. All these little Florida kids on the playground, they want to get the ball every time you touch them. Like, no one gets the ball till you bleed. And then I play big, so I always up against the four guards, the bigger guys, the stronger guys, and I just beat them down.
You know where one of the most famous street courses are? Courts are. Not courses, courts.
There was one down where Campbell Park.
Well, no, the big famous one's down by the beach. Yeah, down by like St. Pete Beach. Though.
They shut that down, right? Because like fights and like stuff.
Probably.
Yeah.
So you got to pick which court. You want the virus court, the fight court, or the gun court?
Back in like 95, I could put a 3-on-3 Gus Macker squad together from the street. None of those guys could play college ball because they probably have records and like they would have stabbed you in the parking lot if you bang on them. But I could put together five guys right now from the downtown YMCA that would bang on any NBA team you could assemble. True story. No question. And they'll kill you in the parking lot if you make them be embarrassed.
And you were just the getaway driver.
I was like the point man. I was a connect guy.
The getaway driver.
Yeah, I did what I got to do. I just keep my hands clean, but unless I got the gloves on.
All right, let's hit this break. When we come back, Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship President David Feldman.
Yes.
We'll update. We'll find out what's going on.
See what Paulie said. Paulie said that bare knuckle is bad for the boxer's hands. People crucifying him, calling him soft and saying he's like, you know, he's weak.
Dave Feldman, when we return, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back. Let that rocket grow. The oil down the desert way has been shaken to the top. The shaking from his Cadillac. He went cruising down the hill. The prison wasn't standing on the radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
What's up, guys? This is Justin the Highlight Gaethje, and you're about to get KO'd by Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, black stem millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
For all of your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprint.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprint.com. If you need fight shorts or a walkout banner printed, I again suggest you check out 72hourprint.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call today. I did, and I could not be happier. And I know you will as well. That's 72hourprint.com. 72HRprint.com.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back. After Dave comes on for the BKFC segment, we'll do some kind of music thing.
Okay.
You know, some kind of one of these stupid polls or whatever. But I'm Jones, and I need some fights. I need to see some fights. And hopefully we can get some info from Dave right now. David Feldman, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good, Brandy. How you doing?
Not too bad. Plugging along. I know I texted you the other night, so get this, Matt. Somebody reached out to us. Emily did that 23andMe, the blood test and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And there is a line of Feldmans that's part of our family.
Really?
So David and I may be related.
From Philly.
From Philly.
Brother
of love. That's the crazy. You don't know. I mean, same area, right? You never know.
Yeah. So she's going to do the investigation, so we'll see what happens. How are you doing? How's the family doing? I know you're staying busy, but how's the quarantine going?
Everybody's doing good. We're pushing harder and harder right now as this thing looks like it's going to start loosening up pretty soon. And I'm planning on a show on May 16th, and I would give you all the details on that on next week, but we're putting that together now as we speak. So it'll be May 16th, and that will be in Florida.
Nice. You know, I've asked you for a year and a half now, because we go back to June of whatever year that was, 18, seemed like so long ago. You know, how do you decide? How do you pick? I'm going to ask you the same question, because it's even going to be harder now, because all these fighters have been waiting to fight, wanting to fight, locked in a house. How are you going to decide who's going to be on that first card?
You know, it's going to be tougher. I mean, absolutely, it's the guys that really want to get down and throw and really bang it out. It's going to be those guys that really, really want to fight. And it's going to be some of, you know, one or two of our names that we have to get busy. You know, they're every one of them are reaching out right now. And it is a matter of, you know, everything financially has to work out. And they all seem very apt to work with us in that respect. You know, we can't have a live crowd, so there will be no gate there. And they're all more than willing to work this out with us. So it's going to be a very, very tough decision, but it's a decision we're going to make in the next couple of days here.
So have you kind of thought of whether it's going to be some title fights, whether it's going to be a tournament style yet, you know, of fighters, or is it just going to be the ones that you know from past experience puts on the best shows?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be anything. I don't think it's going to be a title fight or anything like that. I think we're going to wait a little bit more for that. I think it's just going to be guys that we know are going to put on great fights. And as you know, most guys put on great fights. So, you know, that's, again, going to be a really hard pick for us. But I think I have some guys in mind. We're going to try to get some guys that are more in the localized Florida area just because we don't want to travel yet. And with that being said, we're gonna have some great fights, and you'll be the first to know. But, you know, there's so many guys in Florida that get inside that square circle and they go out there and they bang it out. So those guys are definitely going to be considered for this. And it's going to be great because we can't wait. I know the fans can't wait. I'm sure the fighters can't wait. So, you know, just give them back a little bit something. And this show will be a free show. There will not be on pay-per-view. It'll be free on some different streaming platforms and the Bare Knuckle TV app that we're going to be debuting for that show, as far as another platform to watch it free. So we're definitely going to give the fans, we want to build our fan base while there's not a lot of other sports going on. We think it's going to be a perfect time for us to grab a lot of fans.
How difficult has it been? You and I have talked on the air as well as off the air. You know, you're moving forward, you're making phone calls, you're working on deals. When the partners that you're trying to talk to and come on board, and they want to come on board, but when nobody knows what's next, when we can, how difficult has that been for you?
It's very tough. You know, a lot of people like what we're doing, that we're talking to. We're having some really good negotiations, but the end game is always, let's wait till this thing ends, when it ends, and then we'll get back to talking. Because, again, a lot of people don't really know when it's going to end and you know, how far out it's going to be, and are they able to jump in with us, or is it something that they have to wait for because of something they're doing with either subscriptions or cable platforms or whatever that may be. So, you know, it's tough right now, but, you know, we're fighting. We always fight, and we're keeping it going. We're going to put on a great show in May, and the fighters are going to be happy, and then we're going to come back in June and do another great show in July. And like we said, we're going to keep doing what we said we're going to do. And at the end of the day, we really didn't miss that much. We will have missed two shows, and, you know, that's not bad for this pandemic and the crisis that's going on, only missing two shows and being able to come back and do what we did. And we're going to pick up right where we left off and put on great shows for the fans.
I don't want to sound like the homer and, you know, kissing butt and that kind of stuff, but do you still think a year and a half in, with the amount of shows that you've put on, every single show has been a great show, that you have to keep saying we're going to put on a great show? Because we all know that. It kind of goes without saying.
I think it's just, you know, it's in me where I have to reassure everybody this is going to be a great show, because people that haven't seen this before, people that maybe are listening that have never seen Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship before, this is a sport you can't miss. If you're a combat sports fan, this is the best of the best, because it's as real as it gets. It's two guys standing in the center of that ring, banging it out with bare fists, very skilled, very powerful, really, really great fighters, durable. Everything that you want to see in a great fight, you get with Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. So, you know, that's more of what we're focusing on. I can't wait till we can do a crowd and open up and go back down to South Florida and have, I think you had him on last week, Shannon Briggs, have him on that card, Thiago Alves, all these guys. I mean, we have one hell of a South Florida card ready to go. We're just waiting to get the green light for that one where we can do some fans there too, because, you know, our business model right now, unfortunately, is not just television. We do need that live crowd in there. So, you know, this one we're going to do without a crowd. The next one we'll do without a crowd. But when we start doing these bigger fights with the bigger names, we're going to need that crowd there.
Let me ask you this. I called the commission a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about a few things. And I just had Brad Penny on, who's a big MMA fan, a former professional baseball player. So I'm trying to get it from the athletic side, the entertainment side. And I know this is going to sound silly, but I'm trying to figure out the difference between the WWE that was just ruled an essential business and an MMA or a bare knuckle or a combat, which is similar. One's real, one's scripted, but one's okay and one's not.
Well, actually, last night, the Florida governor did actually rule boxing and MMA essential as well. So it's boxing, MMA, and WWE is all essential right now.
Now, somebody called me and I was arguing with them just because, as you know, I like to argue even when I don't know the truth. If the governor rules it essential, does that mean that the athletic commission has to automatically okay it, or do they have to, you know, can they still play politics, or is it, governor said
you
yes.
You know, I tell you, I'm really not sure of that answer, Randy, but I'll tell you that the athletic commission in Florida is tremendous, and they've actually been pushing me every two or three times a week. When are you doing a show? Can we do a show? Can we do it? Can we do a closed show? And I'm, you know, so they've been fantastic. So that's, if it's up to the athletic commission, it would have happened already.
It'll be a go. Well, cool. Now, I also think I saw either on Twitter or Facebook, you guys have something going on tonight, correct?
Yeah, we have a watch party. It's going to be really cool. It's going to be on our YouTube channel, on our Facebook channel, Bare Knuckle FC on YouTube and Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship on Facebook. What it is we are reliving Helen Peralta and Christine Fierro, with both of those girls commentating the fight, and they're getting into it. This is going to be great. This is some really, really good stuff to watch. And then we also have Tony Lopez and Joey Beltran from their first fight. They're going to relive their first fight, and they're going to commentate that as well. And then we have Artem Lobo will be sitting in and commentating his fight with Paulie Malignaggi. So it's going to be real. It's going to be some three really good fights that we've had in the past, but also a pretty good twist on it. It's something you definitely don't want to miss. It's going to premiere live at 7 p.m. Eastern time on the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship YouTube and Facebook pages.
There you go. We will all tune in, and we'll have you back on next week to break more info.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Dave. We appreciate it. That is David Feldman, the president of BKFC. And I saw that about tonight, and it's going to be cool. And with them commentating, it'll be cool. And I know Joe Marquardt's listening. So even though we didn't see it, we only saw WWE was ruled essential.
Yeah.
Combat sports, bare knuckle, MMA. It's
excited.
All.
It's so coming back.
The talk is 239 or 249, whatever number will be the 9th. And then the next week will be bare knuckle. Both, it appears, could be in the state of Florida. So, good stuff. You mentioned before about a rock star.
Yes.
We're going to hit a break. When we come back, we will have a rock star on, and we will talk about all things rock star with Little Jimmy. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
It's like a road that you travel on. When there's one day and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate.
This is the Tam Talk Radio Network.
What's up, guys? You're listening to Knockout Radio. This is the Russian Hammer. Choo-choo, motherfuckers.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
For all of your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprint.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprint.com. If you need fight shorts or a walkout banner printed, I again suggest you check out 72hourprint.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com
BergsSportsBarAndGrill.com a call today. I did, and I could not be happier. And I know you will as well. That's 72HourPrint.com. 72HRPrint.com.
The PressBox Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the PressBox also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
What's up? This is Sean Lights Out Merriman, former Charger, now CEO, co-founder of Lights Out Extreme Fighting. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I said listen to myself.
Knockout Radio, you're coming to you live.
Well, that's really not true. You're listening to Bob Seger.
Well, that was Bob Seger. Now you're listening to Knockout Radio. And then you can be listening to a real rock star named Little Jimmy.
Little Jimmy coming on momentarily. Jimmy, what's up?
Hi, mate. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
I'm all right. I'm on the road to recovery, so thank God.
You know, I haven't talked much about it, obviously, but you put it out on Facebook. Yeah, Jimmy did catch part of, all of, some of the virus, and as I followed, you know, you and your wife, it does not sound like it's a pretty thing.
No, it's I mean, I was very lucky because you know, there's a lot of people really struggling with this thing, and yeah, it was a very bizarre situation. You just start with a little cold, a slight cough, you feel a little tired, and then sort of out of nowhere you just get horrendously sick. And then the worst thing is you get over what they call the disease, the virus part of it. And then most people, like I did, you get pneumonia. So just at the point where you start to feel better, your lungs give way and you get pneumonia. So I think the fact I'm a singer has played a big part in me getting better. But it was 3 weeks of hell, I'll tell you that much.
Well, I, for one, I know Matt, everybody that listens to this program, you know, thank God, thank whoever you believe, you know, that you are on the road. Makes me feel a little bit better. Of course, I didn't really like the story that I heard of the two of you going to a drugstore.
Oh, it was just, you know, I understand that we work in a, you know, we live in a society of liability. You know, you can't turn on a TV station without hearing it. Have you been in an accident? Did you try this drug? You know, and we can get you money. I understand the world that we live in. But, you know, technically, we're in a form of war. And obviously, basically what I did was, because I've been exposed to the virus quite heavily, my wife has been with me, caring kind of for me in and out of my hospital stays. We went to the drive-thru Walgreens to pick up my prescription for my tablets. And they refused to serve her. And I understand why they would refuse to serve her due to the liability. But the point being, she's been exposed. She's not had a test. She was trying her best not to, injure or hurt anybody inside the store. And we just said, look, can we just not just pick this up? There's no cars around. Las Vegas is pretty quiet. And, yeah, they refused. They were quite rude about the whole situation. And it was just madness. Now, I understand in normal terms and in normal life, you would never do that. But right. It was just the process of, we didn't have a mask because our masks hadn't arrived from Amazon yet. So we had no way of protecting everybody else in the store, but I needed my medicine. And yeah, it was just, it's just jobs worth and corporate nonsense gone mad, which I think in this day and age and the world that we currently live in doesn't really help. But, you know, hey ho, it is what it is. I got my tablets anyway. Someone kindly went and collected them for me.
There's just two words that I always like to use, and every once in a while, a little common sense, you know, would certainly, you know, go over nicely.
Yeah, absolutely. But anyway.
I don't purchase a whole lot of things, but I really want to purchase this coffee mug, and I don't drink coffee. So talk about the mug, and it really is an awesome drawing, a caricature.
So the story about the mug, basically, there is a very well-known and famous marker artist here in Vegas called Neil Portnoy. He has a phenomenal gallery here in Vegas. And basically, he does drawings and caricatures of famous sports stars, entertainers. But he does it all with markers. He doesn't do it with pencils or paints. He does everything with, like, Sharpie pens and colored pens like that. It's incredible. And he's been working in, I believe he's from New York, and he used to work quite a lot with the Yankees and do a lot of their players and all of the auctions that they raise for charity and whatnot. So when he moved to Vegas, he's a big hit with the local entertainers and whatnot. And when this whole thing happened, he said, look, why don't I do a caricature of all the entertainers that currently have a show in Las Vegas, and then you can ask your fans and people that like the show to buy the mug, and, you know, we'll put proceeds, believe he covers his costs kind of thing, and then he wants to give the proceeds to some of those entertainers whose shows have been cancelled and have no way of earning. You know, I personally am giving everything that we earn off it to a charity that's close to my heart, which is the Las Vegas Rescue Mission, which is a homeless shelter here, the biggest homeless shelter in Las Vegas, which is currently struggling heavily. So, you know, I just said if people think they would like to have a coffee mug with a caricature 300-pound Scotsman on it, then you can get it at portnoy.com. And all the proceeds that I receive are going to the Las Vegas Rescue Mission to help those guys out. So it's amazing. My face has been put on a lot of things. Coffee mug has never happened. So it's a first.
You know, not only is the object of what they're doing and what you're doing, the picture, when I saw it, I mean, it was so lifelike. And then when I talked to him earlier today and he told me it's on markers, I'm like, this guy's amazing.
Oh, he's truly phenomenal. But he seriously gets commissioned all over the world. I mean, his gallery is, listen, if you ever come to Las Vegas, look up the Portnoy Gallery. It's the most incredible thing. And he does all of these pictures, and he's done pictures for Elton John, for Billy Joel, for all of the big stars, especially if you're a huge baseball fan. He's a massive baseball fan. And he has a whole gallery of current and former players that he's done and that they've raised thousands and thousands of dollars for sporting kids charities over the years and stuff. So he's an amazing guy, and I'm very honored to be in his Hall of Fame. It's a badge of honor in Las Vegas.
Mug of Fame. It's the Mug of Fame.
Mug of Fame. Yeah, well, that's probably a bit closer.
literally on all. Talk to me a little bit combat-wise. I know that's one of, if not your biggest love after singing.
Yes, it is. It is. It's. I don't know about you guys, but I'm so bored. I'm really pretty good at spending my time. You know, we live in Vegas, and obviously you guys down in Florida, you have the sunshine, and we're very fortunate to have pools and all this kind of stuff, and we don't take it for granted. But it's amazing how bored you get. And I'm like, and my wife said to me, she said, what is it? And I said, it's sport. I'm just missing not being able to turn the TV on and watch some form of sport. I mean, right now I'd watch cornhole. I'm craving a bit of sport. So I was really looking forward to the UFC, the Fight Island. And I know that ESPN have put that back, but I believe it's still happening in a month's time. That's what I heard. I don't know if you've heard any different, Randy.
Yeah, no, allegedly it's going to happen the beginning of next month.
So I was genuinely looking forward to that, but I'm missing my sport. But we're filling our time as best we can. We're me and a friend of mine have just started up a boxing magazine over in the UK, because we've just recently lost the Boxing News, which was a huge publication, and unfortunately, due to, you know, the issues that we're having right now, they're unable to continue. And that magazine has been running for as long as I can remember, but I believe it's over 40 years. So we just said, look, why don't we do a magazine for the fans, by the fans? And I'm currently in the middle of writing some features for that. We've got some amazing people, and it is going to be available online. So if you are a boxing fan and you like that kind of thing, it's called The Pugilist. and it will be out at the beginning of May. And so that's kind of my, that's literally my, my thing. I can't tell you how much I miss the hockey, and I miss the boxing, and I miss my soccer, and I miss the NFL, and I want basketball back on the TV. It's horrendous. But I think we'll get back to normal very soon. But I do love the idea that Dana's got about having an island, a fight island. I mean, it's so James Bond. It's not even funny. I think it's brilliant. But I just hope they're safe, and I hope they do it the correct way, because it could come back to bite them on the backside if it, you know, if one person gets sick or anything like that. But I'm a great believer that sport brings people together in times of trouble. You know, it's a great unifier of people. And I think we need to get some sport back on the TV as soon as possible. And it, because you know, it takes people like me that are big oafs, and I don't like reading too much. So I need the fix of watching some competitive sport on the television.
Sure.
But now, as long as it's done safe, you know.
Do you think that Dana should set it up where either you, when you win, you leave, or when you lose, you leave, and then whoever's left at the end, they get to keep the island?
Listen, well, do you know what? First of all, they've got the money to be able to make that happen. Do you know what? Do you know what I'm really disappointed in? I'm really disappointed that Tony Ferguson is not going to fight Khabib in pretty much. What is this? Is this the fourth time, the fifth time that it's been canceled?
I think it's the fifth, and I believe the fourth was here in Tampa.
Oh, okay. I've got you.
Yeah.
Well, funny enough, I spoke to a friend of mine that runs an MMA gym out here in Vegas, and he actually tried several months ago to put money at a sports book. He wanted to put money on the fight not happening, being canceled. Because he said it's just one of those, the two names for some reason are just jinxed. And yeah. I couldn't believe this. And when I saw him on a Skype call a few days ago, and he said, listen, I didn't think it would happen, but I didn't think it would be a world pandemic that would stop it. down the line.
What is the talk in Vegas? When will Vegas not be back, but, you know, start to come back? When do you guys anticipate being back at work?
I think all the shows kind of finished around, I believe it was about the 14th or 15th of March. And, you know, we were initially told, obviously, the sort of beginning of May would be the way forward. But just the basic nature of the way that Vegas works, you know, the amount of people that visit, the amount of people that then come in on a, you know, on a plane, the amount of people that share swimming pools, the amount of people that dance close to each other in nightclubs and sit close to each other in theatres. I think it's the currently we're being told the beginning of June. Everyone we're speaking to at Caesars Entertainment, who control Planet Hollywood, anyone we've spoken to has said that they're planning the beginning of June. But obviously, everything has to be taken with a pinch of salt, because you know, the president and the federal government and the local government will decide that. But we're very much hoping that the beginning of June, somewhere around that period of time, we might be able to go back with, I imagine, some restrictions. You know, moving seats around in theatres. We're very fortunate. We can move seats in our theatre. But a lot of shows can't do that. So I wonder whether there are going to be instances where you see Cirque du Soleil shows with two people sat in seats with two seats empty in between them, you know, something just to get some revenue and some energy back in the city. But who knows? It kind of changes from day to day. It gets better and then it gets worse. And then you're never quite sure who to believe and what to believe. And, you know, it's a scary, scary time. But we're very lucky here. And I've got to say that when I was ill, the way that our community here kind of dealt with it and helped my wife and helped me get tested and helped me, you know, the people that came around with shopping and the people that came around with medicine pickups, and it was just outrageous. It was truly something. I do believe that's a very American thing across the board, and I'm very proud to kind of call this place my home, because I'm not entirely sure the other places that I've lived in the world it would be quite as hospitable, if you know what I mean.
Right. Well, and that's interesting, and that's all, you know, as an American, it's great to hear. I wouldn't expect that, you know, from some things that we see and hear. And it's a shame that it took and takes what we're going through for true people to, you know, step up and be helpful.
Yeah, and that's the way we've got to be. You know, that's the only way we're going to get through it is people by listening to your government and listening to the local authorities and just get through it. And, you know, I've always been a great believer in there's always someone worse off than yourself. So I think that's a great way to keep yourself grounded and not really worry too much about your own situation, because you know that I've got friends that are, you know, that are not in Las Vegas shows, and they're just, you know, jobbing musicians or technicians, and they've had 3 or 4 months worth of work cancelled, completely gone. And the unemployment website here in Nevada has crashed and no one can get on it. So they can't even claim an unemployment benefit right now. So do you know what? I think I'm breathing. I'm happy. I've got a few beers in the fridge and I'm, you know, my wife's healthy and happy. So I can't be asking for more than that.
So, Jimmy, I mean, at the beginning of the segment, you talked about being a singer. How you think that gave you?
He's not a singer; he's a rock star.
A rock star. Do you believe that the strengthening of your lung capacity and like using your voice like actually help you beat this? Because I know we've lost some big names in the musical world like Joe Diffie and Ellis Marsalis. You know, some legendary people.
Yeah, you sang "Lean on Me."
Yeah. You know, I've got to say, because I'm obviously a big boy, so and my lungs are probably bigger than most people's, most singers' lungs, based purely on my size. But you know what? I think it is a little bit of a lottery. They said it doesn't help. I don't smoke. I'm fit. I look after myself. I don't tend to eat garbage. I am partial to a tequila. I'm not going to lie to you, but. Do you know what? I think there's just different levels of it. And I think you've got to have everything. If you're fortunate enough to have strong lungs, then you've probably got a better chance than someone that does have asthma or something like that. But we have a very good friend and a good friend of lots of my close friends in New York, Nick Cordero, who's a big Broadway star. And he's been in intensive care for like 3-4 weeks now. And I believe he's died twice and they've brought him back, and he's 42 years old, has a little baby. He's fit as a fiddle. He's a dancer. He sings. He's a big name on Broadway, and he's currently like fighting for his life literally every day. So he's as much of a singer and much better singer than I am. And and he's really, really struggling. So I really don't know. I think it's some days you see, you know, there's an elder lady in Britain, a friend of my mum's actually, that was like 96 and she recovered from the virus, you know. And then there's people like Nick who are in their mid-40s and are fit and are capable and don't have any underlying conditions, and they're fighting for their lives. I mean, it's bizarre. But I do think New York has almost like a super strain of this thing, because I have so many friends that I know in New York that are really, really struggling. So I just treat myself as very lucky. I really, really do. And all I would say to people is just be very careful, because I was. I didn't go out. We confined ourselves very quickly. So how I got it, I have no idea, because my wife's a bit of a clean freak. So we were cleaning everything and doing everything we possibly could. And, you know, and then the next thing you know, 300 pounds of Scottish elephant was lying on a bed for 3 weeks in and out of hospital. So.
Well, I, but for I'm one, very, very, very happy, you know, to hear that you're on your way. Strongly getting on back on the road, which is awesome. Say hi to your wife for me.
Absolutely.
Stay in touch. You need anything at all, you know, let us know. And we'll talk to you again on the show real soon.
You guys are awesome. And listen, everyone stay safe. And I'll see you soon.
Absolutely. That is little Jimmy. And, you know, I've told you this, that there's certain people, and we've all met these certain people in our lives, that the second you meet them, and Jimmy and King Mo are two of those people. Diamond Dallas Page, you know, just so happens they're all celebrities, but that's because of what I do, you do, we do, whatever. The second I met Jimmy, it was like we connected, and he's just a good, down-to-earth, very large man.
Well, the question is, will it be the Scottish Elephant? It'll be the next Netflix superstar series.
Let's trademark it.
Let's follow little Jimmy around his life.
You need to trademark it before Tom Brady does.
Yeah, he's taking all the names. He's got everything. TB12, Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay, which I think is stupid, but I don't think it's stupid that he did it.
The Goatinator.
The Goatinator. Does he really have that?
No, but I just made that up.
I would get it.
Let's do it.
I would do it.
Yeah. The Goatinator.
The Goatinator.
That's it.
I like it. And then you
touchdown, touchdown.
Get ready to see a lot or hear a lot of it.
Get my cleats and my helmet. Get down.
Under Armour cleats.
Oh, yes.
He made it a point.
He did.
To specify Under Armour cleats.
Dude, the Goatinator is a great one.
I like that.
The first use right here. You heard it.
Get my
lawyer.
I'm shocked. Yeah. I was going to say, talk among yourselves. And I'm
look that up. Like, secure the Goatinator. And, yeah, why not? The touchdown. Wait, no, I mean, we lost some big names.
Probably would help if I knew how to spell.
This coronavirus. I mean, it's been unreal. Terrible. It's affecting all spectrums of life and nationalities. And
you know, and people are taking this lightly. You know, they truly are.
I'll be honest. I go through phases. Like, I'll take it real serious. And then it's like, it's just, I don't know anyone. You know, because it's all about, like, who you know. And I think the first
step
person.
Step back. You're within 6 feet again.
Yes. But I think for me, the first one that I actually saw post something that they actually knew someone was Michael Pittman. And it was before his uncle had passed
right. That
he just had someone in his family who had contracted it. But I trust Michael because I know the relationship you have with him. So when I saw it, I believed it. But then it turned out my cousin in Nashville, he has it. He's been fighting it for the last 2 weeks. He just posted the other day that he sees the light at the end of the tunnel. He thinks he's going to survive. He thinks he's going to beat it. But it's getting closer and closer and closer to, like, all my circles of people that I know. And so now it's just kind of like, okay, now, maybe I should go hide and quarantine myself.
You never thought when Ryan was on the show a couple weeks ago, and he's going to do this asinine walk from Atlanta to Montreal or whatever the hell he's doing.
Asinine.
Oh, it's asinine.
I mean, it's asinine to continue after, like, the world's in, like.
No, that makes the most sense.
Well, because he's alone.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
When we all thought it was asinine that he's going to walk the Appalachian Trail, now he's the safest one of us all.
But he's with groups of people walking the trail every day, so they're still not sharing 6 feet of distance.
Right. I understand.
And they're sharing cabins. Nowhere's safe. That's the thing. It's an invisible enemy. You don't know where it is or who has it.
And you can stay in. Like, I stay in the house 80%, 90% of the time. But when my wife and daughter go to the hospital to work, they can be bringing it into the house.
Sure.
You know.
You don't know where it is.
You don't know. And it's the silent killer. Have you seen the guy, and there's quite a few Trump impersonators, but there's a guy, TL somebody, who's doing that Cameo. Do you know what Cameo is?
Yeah, like make an appearance.
Right. Well, you pay and they do this thing. So he's a Trump impersonator who can't stand Trump.
Okay.
Which to me is even funnier.
Right.
You're making your money making fun of somebody you can't stand. Wouldn't it be better if you liked the guy?
That's like whatever. The Stallone Rocky guy that if he didn't like Rocky.
Yeah.
How can you have a tour company doing something if you don't like it?
Jimmy put a thing about somebody saw, or it might not have been Jimmy, even though it could have been. It said, name one former great fighter that became a great trainer. So Jimmy put Mark Breland. You know, Mark Breland, who then went on Birmingham Bronze Bomber. Was his trainer, and that's the one who threw the towel in and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So all these people are putting different people, and I threw a couple out there, you know, Dean Thomas, Pat Miletich.
Pat.
How could you not consider Pat Miletich, former, you know, champ, and then went on to have
Miletich
fighting
systems. Like.
But I dropped the biggest one, the best one of all.
And that was?
Apollo Creed.
Yeah.
Right? It's Apollo.
But I hate to tell you, but it's not real. Randy, you're living in fantasy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Rocky's not a real person. It's like the Easter Bunny.
Bull.
It's like the Tooth Fairy.
That's not true.
It is.
I have an action figure of Rocky Balboa. It's real.
If you lose a tooth, like, Stallone will come through your...
Stallone?
You will come
I think
by.
Somebody just stole your car. I just saw it drive
really?
By.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that blue one.
That's not good.
All right, I want to thank everybody who tuned in. Good stuff. Some you know, not good stuff that we talked about, some great stuff we talked about.
It's heavy right now. It's hard to like entertain and just not care when all this is going on around us.
That's why we bounce from caring to not caring, back to caring, back to not caring. Drink your Mountain Dew. Everybody drink a pop or whatever you guys enjoy. Next week, we've got some surprises, and more celebrity guests for you. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. Hit me up on Twitter, at Knockout Radio.
At Nikki Pizza Man 1.
See everybody next week. Watching every move on her
face, she said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Ryan Bader here, Bellator heavyweight and light heavyweight champion. You're listening to Knockout Radio with that ugly man over here, Randy.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.